From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian rebels and aid workers are accusing Damascus of using toxic gases in rebel-held Idlib province, a charge the government denies. Damascus has leveled the same charge against the opposition. U.S. spokesman John Kirby Tuesday said the U.S. is looking into the reports.
I'm not in a position to confirm the veracity of them. Obviously, we're looking into it as best we can with partners in the region. And certainly, if it's true, and again, I'm not saying it is, but if it's true, it would be extremely serious.
Kirby said such attacks not only violate the cessation of hostilities, but international standards and norms, including the Chemical Weapons Convention. Meanwhile, government-allied forces backed by Russian warplanes pounded rebel positions in an effort to blunt what's described as a major assault on government-held districts in Aleppo. South African voters head to the polls Wednesday in municipal elections, seen as a referendum on the 20-year rule of the African National Congress and the tenure of President Jacob Zuma, dogged by allegations of corruption. Opinion polls suggest a tight race for control of local governments in Pretoria and Johannesburg. Stephen Friedman is a political analyst.
The reason there is great excitement among some people at these elections is that there is a chance that the African National Congress will lose its majority in some of the major cities. In other words, that it'll go below 50% and perhaps even in one case no longer be the biggest party.
Mr. Zuma survived an impeachment vote in April after ignoring a court order to repay some state funds used for security upgrades at his private home. Meanwhile, the economy could also fuel voter discontent. This is VOA News.